Welcome everybody to Saves Together, a podcast about playing games together. Whether that means co-op or passing the controller back and forth or just playing the same game at the same time, it doesn't matter how. It only matters that it's together, because if you save together, you stay together. This is episode 2, and today the topic is Terraria. That's what we're going to talk about. Before we get to that, let me introduce to you my co-host, Grace Novak.
Yo, what up?
Well, that's Grace, and I'm Craig McGowan. Before we really get into it, what are you up to? What have you been playing?
What have I been playing? Mario Odyssey, basically.
Nice.
Just came out.
Came out a week ago, right?
A week ago since we were recording this, and it's been great. I've been playing for a week, basically, like every little bit every day. I don't want to like rush through it because I know it. I mean, it's not like a super long game. It's like most Mario games. Like, they don't last forever. So I'm taking my time.
Is it on that website you use? Played time, something like that?
How long to beat?
Have you checked it? Have you looked into it?
I haven't checked it yet, no. I imagine it's just a couple hours.
Yeah, it feels quick. I'm also playing it. It feels... We're going to do an episode on it, so I guess we shouldn't say too much.
Yeah, but it has a co-op I like it.
Yeah,
so
I like it too. It feels short, just as far as I understand. If you wanted to see credits, it seems like it would be like a couple hours.
Yeah. But I mean, it's one of your first Mario games, isn't it? Like, you haven't really played Mario before this. And I've played
not
almost
3D Marios.
Okay, right. Yeah, I've played almost like every Mario game before this.
We're not going to talk about this because we have an episode coming
up.
Well,
I want to talk about Mario.
Talk about something else.
All right. Well, what are you playing then?
What have I been playing? Mario. So, what I like about Mario.
Oh, okay, Mario. Speaking of Mario. Also Mario.
Mario.
Anything else?
I don't know.
PUBG still. Yakuza? Oh, PUBG. Right.
I'm working on Yakuza, but that's... I wasn't going to count it because I didn't play it since the last episode.
Yeah, but I feel like it's still...
It's on there. It's on the backlog, but like the front of the back. The front of the backlog.
The front of the backlog.
Yakuza
Top
Zero.
Of the list.
Got to finish that one. PUBG and Secret World Legends, which we'll also do an episode on.
Yeah.
So, shut up.
That's not very nice.
Yeah. What about watching? Have you watched anything cool?
I watched anything. Stranger Things 2.
Stranger Things, yep.
A little bit of that.
If you can't tell the date this episode was recorded or the general time, you can now because we talk about Mario and Stranger Things.
Yeah. Most people have finished it by now, but...
Oh, and especially by the time anyone's going to be listening to this.
They've
we're not posting
probably
it anytime
finished
soon,
Stranger
probably.
Things too. But we're not going to really talk about it because I still don't like talking about spoilers, even though people seem to really want to talk about Stranger Things 2, even like a couple days after... It released. Really frustrating.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, how long do they expect me to have to watch every episode?
Yeah, I don't think I have a crusade against spoilers. Like, some people act like when you say, like, hey, be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some people are like, oh, shut, like, you had time to watch or whatever. Like,
Actually, it's been literally a weekend, and I remember I went into school. I'm in grad school, and I went in, and someone on campus was loudly talking about it, and I was like, really? It's been 2 days.
Right.
Like, can we just give it at least a week for myself?
Right. I feel like you get a week. You get a week of everybody shut up.
Even that doesn't feel
And then
feel
after
like
that, you say, like, have you seen it? And when they say no, you say, oh, well, there's this cool thing that... But I won't tell, you know.
Right. That's the issue with shows that come out all at once on Netflix and stuff.
Right. And like some people
don't have time because they do other things.
Right. That is an interesting.
It's an issue.
Isn't there a show? Hulu.
Oh my God.
Hulu does a show about the lady in the red.
Handmaid's Tale.
Weren't they releasing that like Handmaid's Tale?
They were releasing that weekly. Yeah.
See.
Hulu does that with their shows, which is different than how Netflix does it.
Oh, yeah, because they also did 23/19/46, whatever that show was, about JFK.
Oh, the Stephen King one?
That was a cool show, but...
You actually watched that?
Yeah. I think I maybe like them dropping episodes weekly, but also not really.
I don't know what I like.
I
like it because I feel like I have so much to watch and play and read. I don't have time to just sit down and watch, like, 12 episodes of this one thing.
And it forced you to watch, like, one. Like, here we go. We're gonna...
Right.
Let's stop talking about TV, though.
I love TV.
We can start another podcast.
Yeah, watch TV.
Want to start
TV
over?
Together.
Restart? Saves Together is actually called Watch TV.
No. I like games. I like games a lot.
Let's talk about games then, and let's talk about Terraria. Developed by Relogic, published by 505 Games, released for Windows in May of 2011. So that puts it at like 7 years old right now, which is crazy sounding, but also not. Eventually it came to, here we go, 360, PS3, PlayStation Vita, PS4, Xbox One, Mac, iOS, Android, 3DS, Wii U, and apparently it's scheduled for the Switch.
Really?
But Terraria 2 and Terraria Other Worlds is announced as coming at some point, which to me, I feel like you should just...
I haven't heard about any of those sequels for so long.
Yeah, but I mean, they're still...
Still in development?
Yeah, I would assume. I haven't seen anything that says otherwise. Yeah. They switched publishers or developers or something. So there was some like... There was a little rocky road they hit. They hit some ice cream. They hit a whole full bowl of ice cream.
Okay.
The genre of the game is...
Building
2D Minecraft.
Build them up.
I like it.
You like that?
I like that.
Me too.
It's better than everyone who says it's 2D Minecraft.
Right. I don't want to hear that anymore.
I mean, it is in the sense that Minecraft started the digging, building, whatever.
Right, but it's so different.
I shouldn't say that. Legos
started the building.
Yes, you dig through your bucket and then you pull out a piece and you find the diamond. Okay, let's go to the co-op factors. It has a full-blown co-op mode.
Can you do more than... You can do just unlimited numbers of players, right?
Ooh, I'm not going to say unlimited. Maybe 16, maybe 8. I don't know.
Okay, well,
maybe
I'm curious. Four. I don't know. You can invite people to your server.
Most I've done is 3.
So maybe each console has, like, different...
Probably.
Allowances
on let's talk about the factors.
Yeah.
It's the Saves Together co-op factor section. The type of co-op. Normal. Normal co-op.
Right. Jump,
drop in, drop out.
Is it drop in?
As long as...
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, right, because if someone's if I'm hosting it...
On the PC, it's probably different. Oh. We played on the PC.
Yeah, good point. Good call.
Which is the original version,
yes.
Right?
All those other ones I listed all came out at different times.
So they probably have different kinds of co-op modes, which is something to be aware of.
Ooh,
as far as how you join and how many people... I don't know, because we haven't played them.
The server... So the way it works on Windows, I click start this world as the server, multiplayer match. She... joins me.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works here.
And if I quit, you can keep going.
I'm good. If I quit, kicks you off.
Right. And everyone else that has joined the server.
I'm not sure if you can have a server hosted somewhere else, Minecraft, where you could have a server hosted and no one connected. Maybe you can. Wasn't important for us to do that because we were just going to play the whole thing together anyways.
Right.
So it's a online co-op free mode to go do whatever you want to do together, or not together. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If I'm on one side of the map, you can be on the other. Doesn't matter.
Right.
The loot. Let's talk about the loot.
It's not shared. It's whoever picks things up first, right?
Well, right.
So yes. Things will drop and we can both see it. And whoever is running around and touches the item picks it up.
Yes.
And at that point, it's not a shared thing. It's you have it and this other person doesn't.
So I guess what is shared loot to you?
Shared loot to me is how...
I think this category is just how's the loot shared.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not... It's
everything falls out of the monster, and then whoever's closest kind of picks it up.
It's for me, I see the difference in games where loot comes out of the monster, and both players see the same loot, and the difference is different loot, individual loot. So it's non-competitive. So this is competitive loot system, basically. That's how I see it. You can trade easily.
It's a little annoying in one sense where if I throw something and I don't want it, or you throw something and you don't want it, and it lands near me, I pick it up.
Right.
And that's fine, and you literally just go, click, delete, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all right, I didn't want this. So, sometimes we'll be running by, oh, you should get that. Oh, I got it.
Right.
Okay, I got to stop and give it to you. It's not a game changer. It's not a game changer.
No.
But it's okay. But I don't know what you would do otherwise, because if you had to stop and pick up everything...
Well, it'd be a trouble, otherwise a trade window, like an MMO, where you open a window and...
That would be specifically for trading, but think about all the time dirt falls...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If you had to then click pick up.
Right.
Oof.
Well, it's gathering loot in MMOs.
Right. But in MMOs, you're not gathering 1,000 dirt.
That's true. It's a little bit different. There's mass amounts of items.
The next category is the experience shared. XP.
Is there XP in this game?
I don't think so.
No.
So no, it's not shared.
Because there's no XP. There's no levels.
Yep. No leveling up. It's all what your gear.
Right. Your gear is your level, essentially.
Your gear is your level and what bosses you've beaten.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you beat certain bosses, other events will trigger in the world, and I really like that. But we can get to that when we talk about our personal experiences. Friendly fire. Can you hurt each other in any way?
You have to flag for PvP.
I like that. I like that system. Although,
nowadays,
no, I like it.
I feel like that's a lot of co-op games.
That's smart. It's I think Borderlands has...
Friendly fire?
If I punch you, if I melee attack you and you melee me
back,
then we start. And it's a cool little, So the with Terraria, once in a while, it'd be like, let's fight really quick. But then it's like, it's not that quick to get a fight. You have to like go into the menu, click join this team, click PvP on, click whatever.
Yeah.
And sometimes in Borderlands, it is kind of fun to just like punch you and like, don't punch me. And you punch back and then you have a little battle and that's it. It's settled. It's
right.
Like a fun. It would have been fun to be able to do it a little bit more because it, but it doesn't really matter. It's just a, it's cool that it's in there, but it's not important. Is it a separate mode or a full mode? It's the full, you're playing Terraria.
Mm-hmm.
It's either you're playing together or you're not. You can even play the world I have made, like that I'm hosting. I can go play that single player if I wanted to.
Right.
So.
Or you could invite someone to a world you played through already as single player.
Correct. The difficulty in co-op.
Does it raise if it's in co-op? I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't think it does.
I played a lot of single player before. I don't think.
Did you think anything, it was harder?
I think it's easier in co-op.
Yeah, because, I don't think, only because there's two people. I don't think the difficulty of the game or the HP of any of the bosses changes depending on co-op or not.
The competitiveness of the co-op. You already sort of mentioned it with the loot, but
I think it's pretty competitive, considering that loot's competitive. I mean, it feels competitive, but you can make it pretty, as long as you want to share and grow with the other player, because easily you could go look for all your own loot and develop your armor all by yourself, and then the other person would be like, well, they can't even fight the bosses that you've already beaten, you know? But why would you play like that? Doesn't really feel like co-op at that point. But you could play competitively. I would say it's like an option.
You could play this game at the same time together and just do your own thing, or you can work together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were over Discord. We played in separate. We weren't like on the same thing or anything, same PC somehow. I don't know if that would be possible.
I don't think so.
Yeah, so you know, if I was like, all right, I'm gonna get armor, I got the bricks or whatever, can't remember, like the materials,
yeah,
the blocks is the word I was thinking of, and
right.
Then I knew even that was wrong. I got the materials for double sets, right? So it was like we were following along with the armor, looking it up online just to find out what was next efficiency wise. And so I would gather enough for both of us. But you don't have to do that. You could go, if I went and found a floating cloud city, and I opened a chest and there was like a rare, I don't know, snail cannon, I could keep that for myself and you could get jealous and annoyed. And I could see it being like, you got wings, really? Like, you didn't...
One player's progression doesn't affect another player's progression, basically.
So
like
hopefully...
with some games where you have like a linear story,
yeah.
You have to really be on the same page, but you don't... Because Terraria is like an open... world, open gameplay kind of game. It's a little bit different.
Yeah. I like it, though. I like that system because it, I don't know.
It
shows you who your true friends are.
Yeah, totally.
Because I've looked in, I've had other servers where some friends had rooms in our forts, and I went in their piggy banks.
Secret rooms?
I went in their, like, you know, secret chests.
That's
and there was some stuff in there.
That's messed up. You snooped.
Oh, I snooped. And I shouldn't have, because I was like, you had a fucking, like, where did all this gold come from?
Yeah.
Strategy and tactics. Do we have to use any strategy or tactics?
Yes, many a strategy and tactic.
Absolutely.
Did we use?
The biggest one I can think of is
for
making...
For bosses, mostly.
Yep, for bosses, making an arena. Like, we'll stay early levels in case someone wants to experience it kind of for themselves. One of the last bosses in normal mode, which after you kill, the whole world becomes hard mode, so it's kind of the second half of the game. It's not actually, like, the same game, but now it's hard. It's a new chapter of the world. When you kill him, that changes. But that boss is down in the hell area. What do they call it? The
hell?
Is it literally hell? It might be.
I don't know.
It might be.
I only said that because, like, I guess, like, the game term for making an easy way to get down to the very underground level of the map is hellevator. So.
Wait, what? That was my term. That's a word?
Really? That was your term?
Well, I don't know. I built a hellevator.
I just thought that was, like, something everyone who played Terraria
said. No, I just
said
hellevator because I played hellevator. Because
I made
an elevator to hell.
That's a great word.
I don't know where I got it from. Maybe I stole it from
Maybe
somebody.
Maybe you made
but
it up.
That's not, like, you know.
I thought you stole it.
I very well could have, but it's not like...
But I don't know. I think it... I don't know what it's called.
Yeah. It's basically hell. But you have to build a flat runway across almost the whole map.
Mm-hmm.
And then you run and shoot or whatever, swing your weapon as you're running and the boss is chasing you. And almost every boss needs some sort of tactics like that.
Yeah,
not,
otherwise
not
it's
that
very
same tactic.
Easy to not win. You die quickly.
Not that same tactic at all, but something like... We have to build a square and stay within the square.
Yeah.
And put up, I remember Grace ended up building like 46 campfires and putting them around in like a square arena thing that we built for some boss.
Probably the skeleton guy.
Skeleton guy.
Yeah, we had to jump up That's and down. Name. Skeleton Primus.
Skeleton.
That's not it.
Skeleton guy. So that's the factors, the co-op factors. Let's talk about the experience. Do you like Terraria?
Yes, I very much like Terraria. I still miss playing Terraria, but you kind of run out of... Even though, like, once you beat all the bosses, it's not like the game ends. You can keep playing, you can keep building, you can keep fighting, but there's no more... It feels like you kind of run out of content. Like, once you kind of get all the rare armor and you do everything and you beat the final boss, you know, quote-unquote, which is basically the final boss of the game, the last boss you can beat, you know, you kind of run out of content, and that's disappointing. But I liked the experience I had. How long did it take us to, like, really beat it?
I'm going to say 100 hours.
Really?
Because...
It definitely was a long time.
My total play time is like 500 hours, and I'm pretty sure I remembered it being 400 hours before we started.
Wow.
I've played a lot of this game.
That's crazy. And you can definitely take your time in between. Like, you can just... Yes. Sometimes we would just play for like 2 hours and spend that 2 hours just building something. We would like build, okay, we're going to make a new base, and we would take that 2 hours to just like plan something elaborate and not, you know, worry about the combat or anything.
Right. We definitely, as we were playing, it wasn't like, all right, what's the next boss? What's the next armor? Let's get to work. It was like, wait, let's go build a new fort. Like,
right.
We ended up building, let's see, what do we have? We should have wrote this down.
Oh, the names of our forts.
Names of our forts. Our first one.
ERP.
That was the name of that village.
Yes, the first village.
This ERP.
ERP. We named all our villages by making a sign in the sky.
Should I go try to find the... No, whatever. Well, there was Honey Hole.
Honey Hole. Bone Daddy Junction.
Bone Daddy Junction. What was the snow one?
Eskimo...
Eskimo Kissimmee.
Eskimo Kissimmee. That was our, like, snow mountain... A village built into a snow mountain.
I built a museum at one point to show off some armors that we had collected.
We have a swamp. I think it was called Neo Swamp.
Neo Swamp?
Yeah.
That's it? Neo Swamp Village? Neo Swamp Fort? Neo Swamp?
I guess it's just Neo Swamp. Yeah. We had a couple. Oh, and I had a little cabana at the very end. I don't know what I called it, anything.
The fishing.
Yeah, it was where I, like, spent all my time fishing.
Grace loves fishing in video games.
Really hate it.
If there's fishing in a game and you need someone to help you with it, give us a call. Grace will do it.
I hate fishing in games so much. I always end up doing it. Every game has fishing, but that's another story.
That's a whole other story.
That's another podcast. I'm going to make a podcast all about fishing and video games.
Saves Together, the fishing cast.
Okay.
Cast in a line with Saves Together.
Yeah, that's enough. I don't hate puns.
I think that the bosses were... Pretty much everything I'm going to say I liked. I'll specifically mention what I'm not going to like.
Okay.
The bosses are really fun because each one, building that arena is fun. Like, figuring out the strategy of what you're going to do. Gearing up for the bosses is fun. The variety, kind of bosses there are, and they're not all just the same type of, like, and just kind of stand your ground and shoot it. There's a lot of... I mean, I guess when you boil it down, it's just kind of either run
somewhere
or
shooting.
But I don't know. I just...
It feels like there's variety, for sure.
But they're still challenging.
Oh, they're very
challenging. The bosses are hard, and when you finally beat it, it feels really good. And then that allows you to start working on your next, basically, tier of armor and weapons and stuff, and that feels good to power up. And then you're going and killing old guys you used to struggle with that you can just kill in, like, 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you take a character... So your levels and your characters are separate. So I can take the character me and Grace played, I can take that character into another world that's brand new world, and I could just dig a elevator straight to hell, spawn the final boss for normal mode, kill him in like 10 seconds because I'll be so powerful, you know?
Right,
I think
armor.
That's cool. Yeah, because the armor and the weapons that you get.
Oh, let me just say, he had played this game before all the way through, or mostly,
beat
it.
So,
but you had played a lot of this game before we started playing together.
Do you remember the cultist? The boss, yeah, where you had to kill the people and
but
worship him?
But you still
him?
Had a lot more experience.
Yes.
That's my point. And I had zero experience with Terraria going in. So I never played it before. I'd played Minecraft, so I was familiar with games where you built things. And it was more, like, open. And Minecraft doesn't have bosses, obviously. Except for, like, that one boss, whatever. I don't play Minecraft anymore. So I had no experience going in. So a lot of it at the beginning was you going, okay, we have to do this, we have to do this, you have to do... I didn't know really how to, like, build things correctly, you know, with the walls. And I learned that pretty quickly, though.
Yeah, definitely. The first thing you built was an ugly hole in the ground.
My hovel.
And it was stupid. And I was like, oh, she's not going to be able to build nice things and make a cool looking village. And then like 2 days later, she's building amazing villages.
Yeah, because I learn fast, okay? And I have good eye.
We started a world called Mappa to Mappa.
No, we started a world.
It was called just Mappa.
Called Mappa.
And then we were playing, and we decided, you know, that ugly hole that you built, this was Mappa became just the tutorial.
This is the true story.
It became the tutorial island. And then also we had an attack from outsiders.
We had an outsider come into the server.
Come onto our server because friends were allowed on.
Craig's friend.
No, it was Grace's friend.
It was not my friend.
And whoever friend it was.
Drained the ocean.
Drained an ocean.
Listen,
flooded some villages.
This was really upsetting to me.
That was a fateful day.
He came in and without any consideration for our feelings, drained the ocean. I mean, maybe at the end of the day, that was the right thing to do because you get like a lot of materials. I don't know. It's some pro strat, I believe.
No? It's just funny.
Oh, well, I didn't think it was funny.
It was funny when we used to do it. We would do it to our servers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You and your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, the intruder.
But so then after that, we decided, you know.
Let's start again.
You already screwed it up with your hovel. That was the major problem, was it was kind of ugly. Then we had the slight minor problem of the ocean being drained and flooding the entire world.
Uh-huh.
But so we decided, you know what? Let's do another Mappa. Let's do a Mappa 2.
Mappa to Mappa.
Named after the famous Jungle to Jungle.
What?
That was a movie.
Oh. Haven't seen it.
So Mappa to Mappa, we spent most of our time there. And after she kind of learned how to play it and catch up with how it sort of works, we started there from, it was a brand new world. So straight from scratch, start over, begin.
On normal, not expert.
Not expert.
Which we later ended up regretting.
Yeah, definitely.
Because we ended up later going to the expert server that he had just to get certain items. And even though expert's harder at the beginning, and maybe that would have been annoying for us because I was a newer player, I would have been like, okay, maybe we're dying more. But I still think it would have been worth it just because we wouldn't have had to go to this other server to get cool items.
So, yeah, on expert mode, you can get one more item slot.
Aren't there different bosses or no?
I don't know about that, but each boss drops a bag that has a special item in it. So we went back and we killed some bosses for some special items. I don't think that ended up
really
helping us, but it was fun.
It was fun because we just wanted to see the weird items, like the stupid Nako cat one.
If, you know, we played for 100 hours, so I still do miss it, though, like you said. So
right,
maybe
I would almost play again if we waited long enough to be like, you know what, let's go play a new Terraria server.
Yeah.
Because it really feels, I mean, the building thing was one of my favorite parts, like I said, when we would just take a couple hours to take a lot of time and make something cool and different. I think our little strategy of moving from town to town as we built a new town, maybe we wanted to go fight the desert boss, so we would go to the desert and then built a little desert-themed area. That was a lot of fun. I think that was one of my favorite parts of playing together.
And Terraria is a decently simple game, I mean, except for certain things. So we were able to watch stuff together.
Mm-hmm.
We would watch Netflix together or listen to music or
something.
Oh,
right. We would do
something
else.
While we were
else.
Playing, which was pretty cool because then you have your conversation about what's happening on the TV while you're doing pretty monotonous, digging a elevator.
Yeah.
You know, or whatever. Digging a huge hole or
right.
Searching for diamonds, or it wasn't diamonds. That I literally.
There are diamonds in the game, okay? But you don't really need them.
Platinum, right? Platinum was one we had to hunt for a while.
I think so.
And then chlorophyte or something.
Chlorophyte.
Either way. But yeah, so it's good for that. It's a good while you do other stuff type game.
Yeah, we're big fans of the play a game and listen to a podcast, or play a game and watch a TV show. A game that doesn't have a big, very much interactive story. You know, sometimes when I'm hunting for moons in Mario Odyssey, I'll just put on my computer and listen to something else while I'm doing it.
Definitely. But that's not exclusive. You say big fans, but I'm not exclusive to that.
I'm not saying you're exclusively doing that. I'm saying we both do it. We've had time to
enjoy
we do it. Yeah.
I
feel like for some people that wouldn't be a thing they do. I don't know. Maybe everybody does it.
Maybe
and
everybody does it.
I just think I'm special.
Yeah, there's certain games where it's I have to pay attention.
Right.
And
right.
That's fun
same
once
for me.
In a while. But
yeah.
I think what was why we got to 100 hours playtime was because we could do the other stuff that we wanted to do, and it didn't make it feel boring. The building in that game is awesome. Unlike Minecraft, where you're stuck with your squares, pretty much. You're stuck with the cube in Minecraft. Mm-hmm. Terraria can hit hit the blocks with a hammer and make them be slightly different shapes. So a triangle or a dot or something like a smaller. And I think that really helps make kind of more organic looking structures. Like obviously people can do some amazing stuff in Minecraft and some amazing stuff in Terraria. But for me personally, I was able to make stuff I was prouder of with more ease. It also helps also that it's a 2D game and you're just clicking where the blocks want to go. So it's not a one-to-one comparison, but I really enjoy the building. Just like you said, it was fun to, all right, today, instead of work on our personal quest to beat the game, we're going to,
I think, you know, my favorite little location we built was Honey Hole, which was our last and like most final fort, which was this like between two tall trees. We built like these two bridges, and then we made these little like hive, like it looked like a giant hive where there were like little houses hanging from the trees and hanging from the bridge that we used with like the bee background and the bee material. So it looked like little honeycomb, and the villagers would live in each one. And that was like, I think, like my favorite aesthetically thing that we built.
Yeah, I like that one. Maybe we can post some pictures.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Somewhere. Stay tuned to something. The loot, I think, is really, really, really awesome. There's a lot of unique weapons, a lot of unique equipment, a lot of building materials, so much stuff. Like, it's the one thing, you know, I joked about everyone comparing this game to Minecraft, but I'm going to continue to do it, apparently. Minecraft, if it had some of the stuff that Terraria had, I think it would be more enjoyable for me. Whereas, like, in Terraria, you have wings, you have hoverboards, you have the portal gun, which is the whole reason I started playing the game, because I thought that sounded like a unique thing. You've got machine guns, arrows, swords, all 1,000 types of swords. You've got magic attacks. You've got, there's a lot of stuff. And I really enjoy that. And I think that's what keeps me going, is it's still, I've played, what did I say, 600, 500, 600 hours? I still feel like there's stuff that I've never seen that I'd be amazed by. Like, I think you got like you got some sort of weapon. I was like, how the hell did you, like, what is this? You know?
Yeah.
For playing for 400 hours by myself or with other people, and then still,
there's a lot of content. Yeah. For sure.
In fact, the reason I wanted to play this game, what I suggested we play together was, so Terraria, I didn't know anything about it. Then there was an update, and I don't know which one it was, maybe 1.1 or 1.2, where I saw a headline about it, and I clicked it, and I saw all the stuff they were adding. They were adding a portal gun, and I was like, whoa, like, that's a cool thing to put in a game like this. You know, like the gun from Portal, like you shoot one portal, you shoot another portal, you drop in one, you shoot out the other one. So I started to play the game, because like, that's interesting. I looked into the game after reading that, and I started playing it. Then I found out to get that gun, you have to beat the final boss, the Moon Lord. I got a couple of friends to play with me, and we played, but we didn't play consistently. I got finally to the cultist boss, and I could never beat the cultist boss. And the few times I could get someone to help me play, we could never beat the cultist boss. So I kind of stopped playing Terraria. Then I was like, all right, let's give this a shot. Do you want to do this thing?
Yes.
She said yes. So we played and we played. We got to the cultist. We beat the cultist. I was like, all right, this is awesome. Like, we were having a fun time, and we finally got the Moon Lord, and I finally got the portal gun, and it was worth it. Okay. All those 600 hours.
It was worth it. He shot it twice, and then we're like, okay, we're done.
And then we stopped playing Terraria because we beat the game. But that was the motivation behind us playing this together. I was like, hey, I need someone who's going to stick around, who can, you know, help me with this personal journey of mine that for some reason, I don't even like Portal that much. Like, it's not like I'm a huge Portal fan, but for some reason, this Portal gun called to me.
Right.
And then, so, when I couldn't beat the cultist alone, you know, I needed someone else's help. So that's kind of why we started playing this game. There's grappling hooks, too. I'm just thinking of everything crazy.
There's a lot of stuff in
Rocket
this game.
Rocket boots, grappling hooks, there's a hoverboard, there's a UFO ship, there's a drill containment thing.
There's a unicorn.
Yes. You hear that, everybody? What happened?
I wrote the unicorn.
It's a mount.
There's a unicorn mount.
There's even like a vehicle, I guess, like a mount you get in that drills all around you.
Did we ever try that?
No, we didn't get it, did we? I think we have to do some work.
No, I think we did.
I think, dude, you know.
Yeah, we should play Terraria.
You know what I'm feeling in the pit of my stomach?
It's just a fun, chill game. I think if like you have the money, how cheap is it right now?
Don't get it right now. I think it's Steam sale usually gets cheaper. 15 or 10, but I'm pretty sure I got this game for $1. And especially now it's been seven, eight years. Get this game when it's on Steam sale for 99 cents.
It's a great game to play with a friend, especially if you play consistently.
Yeah. It's worth $1, and it's always on sale.
It's worth
every
a lot
Steam
more
sale.
Than a dollar for
it's,
sure.
Honestly, honestly, I would.
It's worth $1. He says, "There's a lot."
No. I guess what you're right. That sounds silly.
It's offensive.
What I mean is, you have a dollar. Go buy this game, right?
Yeah.
To me, it's worth 60 or more. I've put so much time. I wish I could, you know, I don't know if they make toys and plush toys and crap like that.
Not like they do with Minecraft.
Yeah, probably not. But I would, because of how much this game means to me, for some reason, it's just one of those ones that just kind of, it just stuck with me.
Yeah.
I feel like they deserve some money.
They probably have a lot.
Because I gave them $1.
Yes.
Seriously, this game's great. Another fun thing that I really like is exploring all the biomes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's lots, not just, like, snow, desert, forest. It's, like, jungle, underground jungle, caverns. Then there's beaches, flying clouds, mushrooms, underground mushrooms.
Oh, the mushroom is cool.
There's eventually some stuff happens and, oh, there's the corruption, the red, the evil.
Right.
Some stuff happens and there's just where the unicorns are. It's just,
the hollowed.
Like, the hollowed, that's yeah. what that... It's just like raining constantly in the background. It's raining like stars and rainbows. It's just,
yeah,
and everything's
pretty.
Pink and blue.
It's definitely a pretty game
yeah.
for being 2D.
And what I'm interested about is what is 2 or other worlds going to look like? Because how do you,
I'm excited,
I guess,
for
more
that.
Detail.
Yeah.
But this game has so much into it. It almost stresses me out. If I were the developer, I would be stressed out.
I would think you would add more layers going up. So like in this game, you can go up and there's like clouds and you can, there's a little, sometimes some forts on the clouds, but there isn't a lot going on.
You do
on.
Hit space eventually. The last maybe like if you're, like blocks, if
right.
we're counting blocks, the last I think like 20 or 30 is space and there's low gravity where you jump.
Right, but I think
but it isn't
like,
space. You're not.
There could be some potential for
oh,
adding layers for
what
sure.
about?
That'd be fun.
Ooh, you go to, you build a spaceship. Because there's Starbound.
Yes.
You know that game?
Oh, do I? I haven't played it.
I want to check it out, but it's like I want to bring my Terraria dude along. It looks so
no,
similar.
No, it'll be fun to try, just,
we
you
might.
Know, brand new.
But Terraria only with space. Like, imagine
right.
we could just keep going up to other planets. Oh. Don't
anyway.
Dig deeper and end up, like, on the opposite, like the upside down.
Whoa.
Dude.
Mixing Stranger Things in
a
with.
A Stranger Things tie-in. Hey. Speaking of Stranger Things tie-ins with games, Minecraft just got some Stranger Things skins.
Oh.
It's not that interesting
to
me. But maybe you at home are
yeah,
stoked.
Maybe you love Minecraft skins and want them all.
If you're gonna go if you're gonna go play this game because you heard this or you've just been thinking about it or something, learn about the smart cursor. When on a computer, when you hit control, you toggle the smart cursor on. And what it does is if you hold dig, if you have a, whatever, I use it for digging. If you hold the mouse down, instead of just digging one block that the mouse is pointed at, it will dig three on the horizontals, so the size of a person, and it will dig two on the verticals, so the size of the person. So you can just hold walk left and dig, and you will just continually dig a straight line, and you just have to hold. And it's really, really great. It makes the game so much easier.
Yeah. Once I learned that, it's a lot easier.
Yeah.
For
and
a while, I wasn't using it.
I did not discover that till I was like 300 hours into this game and thinking of all the time I wasted like click, click, click. Or I think you could hold, but still just moving my mouse
right.
in the three that I had to dig. Oof. I've played the Vita version. So that's another thing. We're talking only about the PC game. I played the Vita version and hated it.
Oh, really?
I don't think it was easy
Is it
to control.
The way it could, oh, okay.
Yeah. I think the smart cursor was like almost always on. And I imagine all the consoles kind of are going to feel the same. It was very difficult to just kind of get what I wanted to get. And
I think because this game is like, I don't really play PC games, mostly because my laptop can't handle a lot of good games. So I think Terraria is like pretty low on the, you know, what you need on your computer to
Definitely.
Play this game in a fast way that it's worth getting on PC if you're going to choose any way to play. I don't
yeah.
know really why you'd want to play it on a console unless that's all you had.
If that's all you had, maybe give it a try. Hopefully...
I imagine it's, most people with consoles have a computer.
Yeah, maybe. If you get used to it, it's probably not so bad, but just, I did not like the Vita version at all. I couldn't do it, just so you guys know. So the one thing I really don't like about Terraria is the frequency with which pirates and aliens and whatever attack. And so it basically, the game figures out what's kind of your home fort, and it just launches a wave-based almost attack of like, you have to kill these things or else you're going to be annoyed. Like,
right.
So
you can't
had
do
to
anything
kill
else.
Like 100 pirates before the pirate attack was over. And like, it really makes it difficult to be doing anything else. So
I think if it happened less often, it wouldn't be so annoying, but it felt like it was happening in every like 10 minutes sometimes.
Well, it's every night almost. So it happens at night. It'll turn, right. the sun will
set. Which doesn't take long.
Yeah. The sun will set and then it'll be like, oh, pirates attacking. It's like, oh my, I'm just trying to look for some armor or whatever, yeah. Like pieces. And so that actually bums me out and I'd like some sort of way to counteract it. Even if it was just setting up turrets, because yeah. There was the crossover with Dungeon Defenders. You kind of get like a turret-based, wave-based thing you can do.
Like a mini-game.
Like a little mini-game, yeah. And that was very fun, and I think if they could incorporate that sort of thing into those attacks,
it would be more fun.
Invasions, it would be way more fun and less stressful.
Yeah.
Not stressful like, oh god, my life. But just like, I don't want to do this. Like,
right.
That turned me off sometimes.
I think something I didn't like about the game was the inventory management was really annoying. So if the way inventory worked was you had chests, you could build as many chests as you want, you place them down on the ground and they stayed there, and you put items in them. And you could also name your chests. So what most players do is they have like a room full of chests, like multiple levels, and they name them, you know, materials, building, walls, weapons, armor. And the annoying thing is if you want to find something, if you don't put it in the right place, you're not going to be able to find it. You have to go search through every chest. Like, you feel like you want a way to, like, control F an item. Like, definitely. I need to just search and find this specific sword because I've lost, like, many an item through that game. And it was very frustrating.
Especially, like, if you needed one weird thing that you only need, like, a...
Like, you never usually
like
need.
Like, a bat wing or something. Right. And you've just been tossing bat wings in a random thing. And then you find out, oh, to make this awesome armor, I need 1,000 bat wings. And you're like, well, I know. I had, like,
15, you know you have them, but you don't know where they are because they could also be in other forts. Like, yeah. Maybe you have a chest, like, all the way on the other side of the damn map.
That would be a cool addition. I like that. But I don't have much negative to say.
Right.
So, let's go into our rating session.
Okay.
Out of 5, but Craig has his 3 very important decimals.
I want to give it, it's not a perfect game, so...
What?
I don't think it's a perfect game. I lost items. I didn't really, honestly,
that
was very annoying.
Okay, you got annoyed once in the 100
hours? No, more than once. More than once. I'm going to give it a 4.7. That's pretty good.
Okay, she has 1 decimal.
I like the decimal system.
Yeah, but I have 3 very, very important decimals.
Okay.
So I'm giving it a 4.999.
Wow. What, because the 0.001 is what?
Those fucking invasions, man.
The invasions.
And the Vita version.
It felt worse to you than it did to me, so I feel like it should be less than 4.999.
But then the rest of the game is so awesome and so much fun, and I spent so much time, and it just hooked me.
That's
true. It got it hooks in me. I really like this game.
Yeah.
Don't ever, listeners at home, match up these scores versus other games we've scored, because that's...
It has nothing to do with that.
They're not based on each other. They're not relative. They're just...
they just are. They don't
they
really mean anything.
They just are. So with that, let's head into the news and take her on home. All right, for news today, I've got 4 pieces of news. And as I'm gathering news for these episodes, I'm realizing... 2 things. 1, we record these long before we post them, at least at this point in time.
At the beginning.
So just so everyone knows, today is November something.
November 4th.
November 4th. So
2017.
So be aware that I also need to be aware that when I'm telling you news about releases and stuff, maybe things are... or. You know what I'm saying?
The world could be over.
The frankly. World might be ended.
Yeah, so at that point, it wouldn't matter to you.
We might be on Earth, too.
But it matters to us right now, and that's all that matters
to me. I'm just going to tell you some cool co-op news stuff, and if it doesn't matter to you now...
Just skip it, honestly.
Don't skip it. Listen to the whole thing.
Listen to the whole thing.
Because you love us.
Yeah.
Monster Hunter World, the beta, is coming to the PS4 next month. That seems like an ultimate co-op game we will definitely be checking out.
You need PS Plus for this.
Get PS Plus.
I don't have it.
I will be buying her PlayStation Plus.
I don't want it.
Because I really want to play this game.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I've tried to play Monster Hunters before. They
me
didn't
too.
Really stick with me because I was playing alone.
Same.
And everybody says, don't play alone. And I did it
Is
anyways.
That what everybody says?
Yeah. I think that's like the thing. Like, you play these games together.
It's a hard game and the controls are heavy.
Yeah, and I think also I've never played one with 2 sticks. Everyone's always been,
oh yeah,
you got a claw on the PSP or whatever. I never played the Wii one. I never played the PS2
Ew,
one.
Ew, why would you want to play a game where you have anything where you have to have your hand as a claw? That sounds awful. That sounds
Do you know about the claw? Do you know about the claw?
That sounds familiar.
Yeah,
I don't want to know about
claw.
The claw.
Guacamelee 2 is coming, announced at Paris Games Week. That has a co-op mode. I don't know if the first one did. Never played it. I saw the word co-op and I said, hey, let me put it in the news. On February 20th of 2018, Metal Gear Survive is coming, and that's got a co-op mode also.
The hell's that?
Oh, boy. Don't get me started on the Metal Gear drama.
I don't play Metal Gear. He does.
We might not be playing this one.
Yeah.
I'll explain it all later. You at home, if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying.
Okay.
But it does have co-op mode. It's like wave... It's going to be like a weird wave zombie survival type thing. Maybe. There's a big maybe on this.
Is this Konami?
Yeah, but not...
But not Kojima.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
It's weird.
Controversial.
Controversial to say the least.
I don't know basically anything about Metal Gear besides it's controversial and
so,
Kojima.
This game seems like it's the Metal Gear Solid 5 controls, which are very good,
mm-hmm.
Except you're like fighting zombies as a team. Like it's like Left 4 Dead or
honestly,
something.
Honestly, I'm not a fan of games that you have to go fight zombies, so I'll take a hard pass on that one, y'all.
She says that, but...
I say that, but I will.
I'm
going to
make
pass.
Play it if all of a sudden... All of a sudden, I'm like, actually, it's not so bad.
Well,
I
want
to check
it
out if there's a
good.
Demo or something. Or like if I watch somebody stream it or something, and I'm like, actually, it doesn't look awful. But just, that's a whole can of worms. And also, another co-op game that's coming in February, too, I think, actually. Far Cry 5. They released a trailer talking
all
about...
Was it not already co-op in some function?
Oh, yes. I'm just excited.
But now it's going to be fully co-op, I think, throughout
the
game.
I thought 4 was. I'm not going to lie to you. I've only played 3 a tiny little bit.
I have played none.
Well, guess what we're doing? We're playing Far Cry 5 because we've got a podcast to do.
That's true.
But it looked really fun. Like, hey, you be in that plane. I'll be in this truck. We'll run some cows down. I don't know.
It's lit.
Oh, it's lit.
Did you see the trailer? That was great.
Oh, wait. Did it say that?
Yeah. They had like the emoji. The fake... It's lit. Something like that.
Do you
that.
Think that's in the game, the like text boxes popping up like that?
No, that's just their that's interesting, just that's like their millennial way of advertising to us
Ubisoft,
texters.
Like, when they do the fake like, all right, boys, let's just get in there. You
know
what I mean?
Oh, right.
Like,
what was that one game based in?
Division.
Division.
And also
right.
Rainbow Six, they've
the
done it.
The fake game banter.
Like, oh, sick, I just found some water. Like, what? You know, I mean.
Like, we know you're actors. Yeah. This isn't very smart.
Just have someone really play it. And like just take the bits. I don't know. Maybe
well,
not.
They
maybe
can't,
that because
then
would be
everything
awful.
Could go wrong.
That's it for the news, and that means that's it for the episode. I sincerely thank all of you for listening. I'm Craig.
I'm Grace.
Get
keep
on
it sleazy.
Oh yeah, we're doing this.
Keep it sexy.
Yeah, get on out there and play some games together.
Bye.